The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Samantha Hojanaki about her vow renewal at Luau Beach at Walt Disney World. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she and her husband decided to have a vow renewal and how they chose this location and how everything turned out. So welcome, Samantha.
Hi, Carrie. It's so nice to talk to you. I'm very excited.
Oh, great. I'm so glad to have you on the show today. I would love to start at the beginning and find out how you and Paul decided that you wanted to have a vow renewal.
We've pretty much done everything at Disney. Paul proposed at Disney. Inside the castle, he did a proposal package with the glass slipper and the whole thing with the photographer. So that was a lot of fun. And then we did our honeymoon at Disney. But we didn't want to make all of our family travel for the wedding because we have a lot of people in New York. So we figured, we'll do it for our 10-year. And we actually did it, which was kind of cool.
That's wonderful. Now, did you invite friends and family or did you kind of do an elopement style vow renewal?
So we kind of did an elopement style. We have 3 kids. So we knew that we would be at the 5 person without anybody. So we didn't want to invite just, one parent or anything like that. And we wanted to keep it really small. So the rest of the trip, the kids were kind of able to, just do whatever else that they wanted to do. And we didn't have to worry about, entertaining or doing a bigger ceremony.
That's wonderful. And for listeners who are curious, when Samantha had her vow renewal, Disney still had packages and the package she used had a guest limit, but they have done away with those. And now there are no minimums or maximums for guests at Disney's fairy tale weddings or vow renewals.
Right. Yeah. We did the memories collection.
Got it. Okay. So how did you choose the day of the week and time of day? Did you pick your anniversary?
So kind of. We got married on March 14th of 09, and we usually go in the fall. And by the time we started planning, we were just thinking, okay, let's just choose the 14th of the month. We started dating on October 14th. He proposed December 14th. And 2 years later, March 14th, we got married. So we figured November 14th happened to fall. It had to be, I think, a Monday through Friday. So it was a month that worked out. So we did November 14th.
Oh, that's great. That's a great way to do it when you can't use the exact day.
Yeah, it was really cool. We always like to go between Halloween and Christmas. And I think I started planning it in January, so we didn't want to rush it for March.
Got it. Okay. How did you guys choose the location for your ceremony?
Well, we kind of just looked into the different options and our first wedding was a little more formal in a church, and we had, the big hall, and in New York, they're pretty big weddings. So I kind of wanted to do everything the opposite of what we did. I wanted to be like in sandals on the beach and, have the castle in the background. So we chose the Luau Beach location, and then we knew we could get some pictures up with the tree, which was really pretty.
That's great. Did you add anything like rose petals, floral or extra entertainment or anything?
Yeah, so they were excellent to work with. We didn't need a lot of what most people would need because we didn't really have guests except our immediate family. So what we did for floral was I made myself and my daughter our bouquets, and I added in the little Mickey crystals. And then I chose the option with the 2 boutonnieres. So my husband and my son got one. And then I added an extra one for my other son. And then they got the Mickey crystals as well. And then with that package, they got the rose petals. So we did the semicircle rose petals. And then each kid got a balloon.
<That's>
So they like that.
Did you guys add a meal or a dessert party to your celebration?
Yes. So what we ended up doing was we added the photographers and the videographers for 3 hours total because California Grill was opening up at, I think, 5 or 5:30 that day. So I knew that we wanted to get a lot of photography. And so we ended with the meal at 5:30 at California Grill. Again, it was just us. So it was just a regular reservation, but they treated it so special. And we got a window that overlooked the castle. I mean, a Christmas tree behind us, and they were just exceptional. They were amazing. And we actually had some anonymous guests pay for our whole meal, which was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah. They just said that they were just in awe, and we just looked so happy, and that they wanted to pay for our meal. So that was cool.
That is amazing. I love it when other guests make magic for Disney couples.
Oh, yeah. The waitress was so excited, too. She's like, I can't tell you. I said, can you point us whatever they are? And I could just wave and say thanks. And she's like, no, they specifically said to be anonymous. So we did that, which was really cool. And then we added a cake and they brought it to the table afterwards, which was really nice.
Oh, that's interesting. Did you have them design it like your original cake or?
So my original cake, my husband had recreated at Disney for my birthday a long time ago. So that was kind of cool. So we wanted to do something different. And I'm a big fan of your show. So we went with some of the cake flavors that are mentioned. So we did, I know you probably asked that afterwards, but we did the Mickey cake style. It was a two-tier white with the silhouette silver Mickey heads on it. I think it's Mickey's Delight or something like that. So we did that. And we did the churro with the churro filling. And we did on one tier. And then we did the marble with the gray stuff on the other tier. So it was completely different.
That's fantastic. Do you remember how much California Grill charged you for that?
Yeah, it was $205.
Wow, that is a great price for that cake.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you look into Disney and all their options, you can find so many things that we were able to get for a really good deal.
Yeah, that's a good point because like now with the way they're pricing things, you can actually add food or cake to any type of wedding, but it triggers a $50 per person food and beverage minimum. And it would actually be cheaper just to go to a restaurant reservation and have that resort make you a cake.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We looked into even doing like a mini dessert party or just a mini somehow setup that was slightly different. But because we did it just as a regular reservation and we were able to request the table and we pretty much got a corner and, you know, overlooking the castle, we were just charged like a regular meal. And for $200, they brought the cake and, you know, it was excellent. It was really good.
That's wonderful. Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the day ran?
Sure. So again, since it was really just us, it was very nice and simple. We had breakfast together just as a family at the hotel where we were staying, which was Caribbean Beach, which was great with the new Skyliner. So the kids loved it. And then from there, I went over to the Wilderness Lodge for their salon. And I was able to get my hair and my makeup done. And they were beyond amazing. They catered and they were bringing me drinks and they were just so excited. And they were taking pictures of my dress while I was getting everything done. And it was so cool. And then the guests were clapping. And then the lady who did my hair, I think her name was Yari. I have to just mention her. She took me around the resort and just wanted to take pictures of me in front of the waterfall. And it was just so cool. So we did that. Yeah. So I did that. I think at 10:30, I got my hair done and my makeup. And then Yari was her name. And then 12:30, I started heading to the Polynesian. My husband had brought everything to get the kids ready. And so we actually made a thing where we couldn't see each other, but we had to get the kids ready. So that was interesting. So he would just say, go to mommy. And I would take them over into the area in the Polynesian where I could just get them dressed. And then at 2:00, we had the videographer show up, which was at Perfect Sky Productions. And they were phenomenal. They started getting ready pictures and video, which was cool because I didn't know if we were going to get official ones. And Javi was our on-site coordinator, and he was just setting everything up at like 2:30. And then at 2:30, we had the first look where we went to Luau Point, like the walkway. And we did our first look there from 2:30 to 3. And then 3 o'clock, we did the ceremony, and it lasted about a half hour. And then 3:30, it was like timed because we knew we had 3 hours of photography and we wanted to hit a few places. So 3:30, they took us up by the big tree at Luau Point. And then by 4, we were walking over to the Grand Floridian, and we got a whole bunch of pictures over there. And actually, one of our favorite pictures was they put us in the window at Citrico's, and they got some silhouette shots. And all the staff thought that was really cool. It looked fun. So that was nice. And then we went over to, we took the monorail together with Javi, with the coordinator, and it was just a blast. We were trying to carry everything with the stroller, and it was just fun. And then we went to the Contemporary, and they got some great catwalk shots. And then by 5:30, we had our dinner, and then they brought the cake at like 8. And then by like 9 p.m., we were in our room, and the kids actually fell asleep, so we cut the cake alone in our room, which was really cool.
Now, I would be interested to know how it worked with having the kids with you the whole time, because if you're taking photos and stuff, they've got to be pretty bored.
Yep. Yeah, so they spent a lot of time in the sand at Luau Beach, just throwing sand. And yeah, you know what, Javi was, I know if I could change one thing, I know we talked about that, but it would have been probably to have, I knew he just wanted it us, but maybe just to have a sitter or somebody come for the hour, just so we were a little less distracted. But the coordinator was just so amazing. He was playing with them and the balloons. And when we got to Grand Floridian, they just watched TV there. So, you know, they were happy enough, and there was no one else we had to really talk with. So it really kind of was just us. So if the kids wanted to tag along, sometimes they just jumped in.
That's great.
Yeah.
When you were planning your vow renewal, what aspects were the most important where you focused your attention or your budget?
Photography and videography were big. Again, didn't spend a whole bunch. They were very reasonably priced. We added on the hours. So we had 3 hours for both. So that was one definite area. The other area would be, even though we didn't do it really traditional, we incorporated a lot of traditional elements on the beach. So, or maybe newer traditional, but we had a sand ceremony with us and the kids. That was a lot of fun. And they were just dumping the sand in. And they loved that. And then we signed a family agreement, just saying that, you know, the first time was for us and this time was for us to do in front of them. And so they all signed that. So that was a lot of fun. And then we did a first dance with them. So they were able to take our recessional and use it as our wedding song. And we did that as our first dance right there. So that was a lot of fun. So I guess it wasn't super expensive, but it was a lot more planning that we had to just remember little things.
Interesting. Okay. And then were there aspects where you saved money?
Yeah, I would say I mentioned earlier that they were just so easy to work with. So I knew the photography was important, and I knew we didn't need a limo because the kids loved the idea of riding in the minivan, the Minnie Mouse minivan. So they were able to swap our limo out for a 40-print album. So we got a photo album for free included. I made our floral, my daughter and I, so we're able to save with that, and it included the semicircle with the rose petals, so I didn't need to pay for anything with that. And things like that. I was able to do a few swap outs that worked out really nicely.
Wonderful. What ended up being your favorite memory of the vow renewal day?
I think it was when the kids were able to watch TV in the Grand Floridian with Javi, and my husband and I got away and we started taking the pictures by the staircase and by Citrico's, because it was just us alone, and that was really nice. So we're like, oh, I hope the kids are okay, but it's kind of nice. It's quiet right now.
And then did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
Nothing during really went wrong, but our hotel lost our cake.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so we, you know, I mentioned we just cut it late at night and we had one piece, and then we were able to send it up front and they were able to hold it for us. And we went to go get a second piece the next day. And they couldn't find it. Yeah. So then they kept saying, okay, well, the person's come working tomorrow. Maybe we can wait and see when they come back where they put it. And it ended up being the last day we were there. We're like, we just said, look, you guys didn't find it. And we paid $200 for the cake. So they reimbursed us and they said if they find it, they'll ship it back. So we ended up, we got the refund and then we got home and they shipped it back, but it was just in a cardboard box. So it was like warm mush. So we had one good piece of each flavor and that was about it.
Oh, that's so sad. And what a waste of money to ship back a mushy cake.
I know. I'm like, what, we can't even, at least if you had like a freezer box or something, right. You know, I know it was a couple days old, but we could have had a bite, but yeah, it was sad.
Maybe they just wanted to prove nobody ate the thing.
Yeah, maybe. I guess they gave us the money back. So they were just thinking it was proof, I guess.
That's good. Okay. And then you mentioned this before, but is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
Yeah, for anybody that has kids, I would definitely try to arrange. If you don't want another person there because you kind of want it to just be you guys. I know Disney sometimes said that they can give, you know, a sitter for an hour. I wanted the kids there and I did want them present and my husband as well. But it would have been nice if we had a distraction for them for maybe an hour or so. So that's something personally I probably would have done.
Got it. Do you have any tips or advice for couples who might be considering having a vow renewal at Walt Disney World?
Yeah, do it. It was awesome. It was like you got to relive it all again. And you got to do things where maybe you wanted to do it the first time, but you know somebody was saying, oh, you shouldn't do that, or make sure you do this. And you get to like redo the whole day exactly as you want to do it. And it could be completely different than the original. And for us, it was so important for our kids to see us doing it. That was kind of cool.
That's wonderful. Well, Samantha, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in a vow renewal at Walt Disney World, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thank you for speaking with me. This is so much fun.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@DisneyWeddingPodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, DisneyWeddingPodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.